Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, December 20th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A huge blow has been dealt to evangelism and free speech in Victoria, Australia. Pastor Danny Nalia and Pastor Daniel Scott have been convicted of vilification under the Victorian Racial and Religious Tolerance Act of 2001. Raymond Williams is with the Religious Media Agency in Australia. He says Muslims who attended a seminar on Islam at their church filed the charges. Williams says this decision could restrict Christian outreach in Victoria.
Some of the organizations here, especially those concerned with the persecuted church around the world, realize that they might even be in trouble for mailing material into Victoria.
We turn next to Sudan, where the Darfur region is suffering from one of the world's worst humanitarian catastrophes. Most aid has been suspended in the southern sector because of continued fighting. However, Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard describes their response in the name of Christ.
We have medical teams in partnership with several other organizations in the Darfur region. These medical teams are training local doctors, local nurses, and helping in the clinics. And in the Darfur, there are right now over 2 million people displaced. So part of what Food for the Hungry is focusing on is trying to bring a little bit of hope.
And Bible correspondence courses are pretty popular in the former Soviet bloc countries. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says they've initiated a partnership with Moody Bible Institute to answer the growing demand. The teams are translating courses into three different languages in the region. As a result, the lay people within the churches, new believers that have received Bibles, have received tools to find personal application in their life. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. While you're here hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.